This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere, we are not very austere, or devoted, or engaged in devotional service. Non-devotees cannot have this knowledge. And it may not be explained to those who are envious of me, of Krishna. Krishna, in other words, has a very high standard, yes, a very high standard. Do you follow? It is described that his Kripa Shakti, Kripa means mercy, is under the control of his Icha Shakti. Icha means desire or will, his standard. Now when Krishna has finished his pastime and went back to the spiritual world, he had a thought. He said, I have given the theoretical understanding, but not the practical. Because for people it's not practical to surrender immediately. It's not very practical. It doesn't work. So, I must show them. I must give them the practical. And then he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. And in this incarnation, his Kripa Shakti is not under his standard. He gives his mercy even to the most fallen, like all of us. And Mahaprabhu does not think who is qualified and who is not. He does not think who is intelligent and who is not intelligent, who is surrendered and who is not surrendered. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gives the prema dana, this attraction to Krishna, freely, without watching for qualification. All you do need to do is, how do you get the gift of Lord Chaitanya? By the holy name. You get the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the holy name. So we have to only learn one thing, to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offenses. Then we can easily get the gift. And we can see it. Even in Russia, when we had this mass concert, you saw this last time in the video. People who were not qualified were getting the mercy of the holy name. It was in Kiev. Even soldiers came on the stage and danced. Many soldiers threw their heads. Is this with you, Dharana Dharma? Yes, so many. So many there in the crowd, on the stage were maybe three, but they danced also in the crowd. Growing like, how do you call this? What is it? Prithvi, we don't know. Yes, this Mahaprabhu has given this power to his Kripa Shakti. Go everywhere! Give everyone the Leelas. Leelas, yes. This is our chance. We have to go to our Gaudiya and pray, please, you have given your mercy to everyone. Should I be the only exception in the universe? This is not logical. You came to give the mercy. And without qualification. Every one of you has the possibility to get the gift of Krishna consciousness. You only have to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a humble way. Desire. If you don't desire, cannot desire. Then desire that you desire. To surrender to Krishna. And if you cannot desire that you desire to surrender to Krishna, then desire that you desire that you desire to surrender to Krishna. Somewhere start. In your heart, you should formulate a call. Please help. To come out of the heart. My dragi gospodino. Gospodino. Yes. My dragi gospodino. Please. Give me the chance to surrender. Give me the chance to chant your holy name with full attention. And then it will, you will all of a sudden have that love in your heart, that natural attraction. And you don't have to fight with your false ego, slash ego, you don't have to fight with your mind, not with your temple president, or temple commander, or sankirtan leader, or so on. It will be easy. So, Hare Krishna, these points I wanted to make, many other points I could make, but I think I should stop here. And do you have any questions regarding this? Yes, I am.
In the beginning, you mentioned
Has everyone understood the question? Is on your level?
No, pytanie było to, że poznano pewną daną problemę z Kalumą, w tym sektorze, a my to może na to, że tak jak nie słyszę o inteligencji.
Yes. This is a very nice question. In the Gita, Krishna explains that you can control the mind by intelligence, because the intelligence is higher than the mind. Most of the time, however, our intelligence is contaminated and cannot fight with the mind. There is some, in other words, a desire comes up in the mind, and the intelligence, which is not strong enough, doesn't say no to these desires, but allows the desire cinema to go on. It doesn't stop, in other words, the material desires, because it's not really strong. Therefore, you must strengthen the intelligence so that it is possible for you to control the mind. And the intelligence gets strengthened by hearing, especially hearing from great, from advanced devotees. And you have heard a lot, then you cannot act in certain ways. This is sometimes a problem for those who really go deep into Maya. They never really can forget what they heard. And when they do their Maya activities, they don't feel good. I sometimes meet people who tell me, if I would have a more happier life if I've never met you, Sachidananda Swami. It often happens. I can't forget, you know, because what you said is so true. Ben, what is your problem? I don't want to surrender! So by hearing more, our intelligence gets so strong after some time that we cannot do any glupas any longer. This is especially when you hear from someone from old, you must hear from advanced Vaishnava. When I was not yet a devotee, but I had visited the temple, it was very, I remember one time I was going to a musical concert and I wanted to, you know, be in the concert with dancing and, you know, all the things which I done. But in my intelligence I thought, we have heard that this is a ball dance of Maya. Well, there was someone on Christmas. Just someone I met in the I gave a lecture in Hannover, and I said, just meat is murder. So this person told me on the first Christmas holiday, and said I couldn't eat the goose. In Germany they eat goat. Here also?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, huh? Yeah, the meat, the vegetable. I couldn't eat it because when I was just about to eat it, all of a sudden, ding! Meat is murder. Clang! With the knife, clang! With the fork, clang! Give me an apple, I suppose. So the intelligence was a little strange by you. That's why it is so important for everyone, also for our managers, to read. Because we have to control the mind. For our Sankirtan devotees, you will not be able, if you have no spiritual intelligence, you won't be able to control the mind of these maybe 50 people or 100 people who take a book, who can take a book from you. When you go out on the street and you meet a person, he has a wall around himself. I don't want to surrender. This is the wall. It's in the mind. And you, in this 2 or 3 minutes that you have to penetrate through this wall. That means your mind or your desire that he takes a book and becomes therefore connected with Krishna must be stronger than his desire to not surrender to Krishna. Sankirtan is really for strong devotees. Or sometimes it happens like in the play, Dara and Udava are playing and the other devotees are playing. You know, when the books went out by themselves, where someone came and, oh, I'm so interested in Yogi Rinkanati, you know, so. But this happens very rarely on the street. Isn't it, Acharya? Not so often. Most of the time you have to explain philosophy or whatever, not sort of short stories, wisdom, you know, very interesting. It will improve your life, good for you, so on and so forth. Only if you desire this so strongly, then you can penetrate through that desire. So you must have something there. You must be convinced 100% that without getting the book, there's no chance for this person. So you, and then if your mind comes and becomes sloppy, this happens, there must be the intelligence and you must have good reason why you should continue with this person. Personalized intelligence can tell the mind what to do. Not only your own mind, but also the mind of others. Therefore, I'm saying then it doesn't need to also lead. They need to preach to the devotees and convince them that they're important. They have to purify them by their preaching. This is why Srila Harikesh Maharaj is such a wonderful minister, because he is such a wonderful creature. He's a really... When I got to know him, as a sannyasi traveling always to Eastern Europe. He's so expert a minister now that everyone... because he's a preacher. The best preacher can also preach others, because he can purify others. How to control the intelligence? The intelligence becomes controlled by knowledge. Yeah. It's interesting. For the mind, you can say, you can somehow fire it up. But the intelligence needs arguments. Isn't the mind? You don't really need so many arguments. It's just a nice atmosphere. The mind feels better if you have nice prasada. And if someone says to you, "You are so wonderful, you are so great," But if you really want to do something, then when you are a sankirtan, you just need to praise the Kami a little. And then you go right. Therefore, it's so difficult to get people who to make people devotees who are just working on the platform of intelligence. For instance, students who are used to really use their material intelligence. So you really have to work hard, sometimes years. There are people in Germany to whom I'm preaching since 10 years. No result as of yet. I prefer to preach in the next life to them. I'm already calculating by this. Because it's very difficult. But once you have the right knowledge, and we have, see, our advantage is we have accepted this already. No problem. Now we only have to find the time to read it. Yes? Is this a different question? Okay, let me start up there.
My question is, what does it mean to read enough? Because you can maybe work on 1 hour a day, but then the mind is not becoming peaceful as much as you read 1 hour. So
yeah.
When we know that we fulfill that duty, we can benefit from reading.
Of course, we have our service also. You cannot become Krishna consciousness independent of service. Not by becoming a great scholar you can become Krishna consciousness. Not by becoming very austere. You have to please Krishna actually. And if Krishna is pleased with you, then you can become Krishna conscious. So you have to do your service. But as far as your question is concerned, what is enough reading? It is the question, I could say, what is enough breathing? Always have to breathe. Now, does it mean we always have to read? No, it means we always have to meet Leo Krishna. All the rules and regulations are condensed in two always think of Krishna, but never forget him. That's all. And reading is only helping us to do this. Only for this. It is helping us. That's why we read. That's why we hear. To think of Krishna. Did you ever think about it? Such a simple point, but we often forget. So you can be very inspired in Krishna consciousness, even sometimes you don't find a day to read more than half an hour or so. Sometimes you read and read and read, but you don't think of Krishna. It is possible to read and not think of Krishna. Not so easy, but sometimes we manage to forget Krishna. Your question is very nice, Akura. I remember when I went to Zurich on the way, there was time. We had two hours time. We discussed for 1 hour in the car with Vishwadev, and then we had 2 hours time. So I tried to read in that time, to become inspired. First I heard tapes. But my mind was so full, I couldn't really hear. And it was so fast, 180. So I could not concentrate on the hearing. And I heard a tape from Prabhupada. That even with Prabhupada, it was very difficult to concentrate. Then I said, well, okay, I'll read a little bit of the Bhagavad Gita. Also there, nothing went in. I only saw the landscape flying by. I was afraid to have an accident. And then in Zurich, we were driving into Zurich, and I was thinking, I have not get any taste from this reading. But I will have to preach to devotees almost 24 hours a day. What will I say? And in the last minute, just maybe 10 minutes before the temple, I opened one book, the 12th canto, and there are the final instructions of Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit, just before he left the body. And somehow, it was so nice to read it. In 10 minutes I had finished, and I was only thinking, wow, Krishna, you love, and he said, the instructions. Therefore, some devotees who know about this, that you can read and not read, they have given a very nice tip. Before reading, you should pray, "Moi drogi do gospodin!" Please let me really understand something. Let me contact Krishna by this reading. Let me out of reading. Especially translators know this. You can sit with a book for a whole day and just think of words and grammar, how to put it, and rarely one thinks of Krishna in a deep way. It's possible because the mind is such a mystery. Someone told me, "Oh, you have read the Gita 10 times. It's a fact, I think even more, because I was translating it and reading it over and over again, editing. You must know the Gita very well." Sorry. What's the philosophy? What's the sentence? Considerate lui. You must really desire to give up bad habits, to give up the mistakes. Sometimes it takes some time before this desire comes. It's just like someone who always eats too much on Sunday feast. So he may on Monday say, I'm suffering so much, I hope that on Sunday, next Sunday, or one is totally sure that Sunday I will not eat too much. But then next Sunday comes and one again does the same mistake. It means that the desire is not deep enough. This question which you have risen is also discussed by Sridayananda Maharaj. He talks of a contradictory personality. It's a peace worker who works for peace, but who works in the napalm factory. So he goes and he really thinks he really wants peace. Then you can ask, why is he working in the Napalm Bombay? The reason is that his desire to make money and enjoy is stronger than his desire for peace. I mean, people live in peace. Some people, for instance, really hate the school. But at the same time, they want to have degrees so that they can become material success. And in this way, they always live in a contradiction. Many people live in contradictions like this. There is a desire to do something, but they never succeed in it, because there is a stronger desire to do something else. Like you may like to, there is a desire in you to surrender, 100%, but there may be another desire still there to live a wild life. Or something, I don't know. And now you have to increase the desire to surrender. This is the whole art. All of us are basically desiring the right thing. We want to become Krishna conscious. But there are other things also. And that's why we are sometimes not so successful in our desire.
Yes.
Then also to first say yourself and you can say father. How does it mean? then you can follow the order of your spiritual master. At that stage, you can save others. At least the most essential order of your spiritual master. But if you wait until you are a self-realized soul, then you will be only taking care of yourself for a long time. And you will notice if you take care only of yourself, you won't make any progress. But if you can follow the orders of the spiritual master, for instance, he might have given you the order, I mean not you, Sultanasini, but the universal, you to go out on Sankirtan. You can do that. You are strong to follow that. Then you can save us. But if you, for instance, on Sankirtan, are so mental, I mean, not you, it's an example, if you are so mental and so attracted to Maya, and even sometimes devotees have difficulties to follow the rules and regulations, then you have to really save yourself. So, do you know that you save yourself when you follow the orders of the spiritual master? It belongs very much to the saving program. And the spiritual master gives us the order to spread Krishna consciousness in some capacity, either on the streets or as a bhakti leader. Oh yes. Is this answering your question? Really? Wait a minute, because this active listening. Yes, I have.
One point you made that if we can force ourselves for a few years to do something, and then
I like preaching. I have the faith. So I just have to remember. And there I don't think I'm a very great devotee. It's not that I'm here trying to glorify myself. No, no. Every one of us has joined the movement for Krishna consciousness because of taste, of a higher taste. If this would not have been so, we would not have been able to give up our previous life, our material life. We just have to rediscover this thing. Sometimes the spiritual master, for instance, will ask his disciples, what do you like to do? He will throw it back to the disciples, so to say. The new disciple has to really think. And there will be something that he really likes to do for Krishna, if he is capable of doing it. And that we have to see. Another thing which is very important for our managers or any devotees who have a very strong service, sometimes you have to relax. Krishna in the Gita, he is explaining about this. Hope I can find it for you. Четко. Then I will say it from memory. It must be then in the fifth chapter. It says one cannot become a yogi if one if one sleeps too much and sleeps too little. If one eats too much or eats too little. One should, and then it goes on, one should be moderate, that means balanced, in one's work and one's recreation. So sometimes you need something to do something else than managing or going out of time to time. Sometimes you need to just hang out in a festival, like, you know, dance and, you know, have a change. Then the taste comes very easily back to your service. I've seen this many times in Sankirtan devotees when they go to Mayapur. Before going to Mayapur, they thought, oh, I think it will be impossible for me to continue Sankirtan. But then in Mayapur, they can't even wait until the festival is over. I must go back to continue my service, my sutra. You know, they, because this change was very good for them. I often think devotees need a little change. The Goswamis, for instance, Rupa Goswami, he wrote all day. Do you know what else he did? He had a hobby. He made babies. He was just, had a hobby, you know, some other great Vaishnava. Prabhupada would sometimes go to the kitchen and cook for Krishna. He was very strict with his time. Sometimes you could not see him because he was doing something else. What I mean to say is he had fixed times. He was very disciplined with his time, and there was a variety of things. Yes?
No.
No, really? No mess. Yes.
It's connected to this. Because in the beginning, we went when we saw Krishna, more or less, it was deeper attachment or desire.
Well, the question really is how to get the higher taste when one is when the services which one likes to do are taken away from.
Motivation.
Well, it shows actually that it is Krishna's mercy. He cares for us when he takes away false motivation. Then we have to really work at a new motivation. And it can come if we develop a little introspective and we begin to again dig out, so to say, what really is important for us. That is the real thing which is important for us, is surrender to Krishna. That's why you can't get it. So Prabhupada once told leading devotees, he said, or his devotees and their children, they should go before the deity and thank you for the deity. Pray. Then the new vision comes. This is one advice. If you want to change your motivation or anything in your life, sit down, make a chanting uniform. Then it comes. Krishna will hear your prayer. What are you praying? Please engage me in your service. We will do that. Good, so I feel it's getting a little late. We are all hungry and exhausted after the Ekadasi day yesterday, which became a little late. Yes, I wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. Hira Palupara ki jaya. Jo Premananda jaya.
Ma che loro tutti lasciassero quello che stanno facendo.
In terms of their worship of Jesus.
In, riferendomi all'adorazione a Gesù Cristo.
But he said they should chant the names of God.
Ma piuttosto lui diceva che loro avrebbero dovuto cantare i nomi di Dio.
And they could chant for the name of God. They could chant Cristo.
E come nome di Dio potrebbero cantare Cristo.
And they should give up this meat eating.
E dovrebbero abbandonare il mangiare carne.
So we could keep in mind that what Prabhupada wanted, and in a humble spirit try to join the pilgrims who are going to praise the saints.
E quindi dovremmo tenere a mente quello che voleva Srila Prabhupada, e unirci ai pellegrini che vanno ad Assisi in quei giorni nella loro attitudine di glorificare il santo.
Now it'll be up to them to try to, and ourselves as well, to do it nicely, that they accept the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, that they accept that as also being worship of God. And as
è una buona cosa che loro abbiano accettato la nostra presenza e il canto dell'Hare Krishna mantra come un modo per adorare Dio.
So when you get a chance to speak, you should explain that we are definitely here on a mission of peace and universal God consciousness.
Quando potremo parlare, dovremo spiegare loro che noi siamo qui all'interno di una missione generale di pace e di coscienza di Dio. Universale.
So we are chanting the names of God and you are chanting the names of God.
Quindi noi cantiamo i nomi di Dio, voi cantate i nomi di Dio.
And there should not be strife between us based on the different names.
Non dovrebbe esserci tra di noi conflitto sul fatto che cantiamo nomi diversi.
And then when I heard that you actually have a forum set up to discuss this other point, that the animals have souls, it sounds like a perfect combination.
Poi ho sentito dire anche che in quell'occasione ci sarà un dibattito, una conferenza internazionale sull'anima degli animali, e quindi mi sembra questa una perfetta combinazione.
We shouldn't think that by teaching this, that the animal has a soul, we can defeat them.
Non dovremmo pensare che insegnando che l'anima, che gli animali hanno un'anima, li sconfiggeremo.
But we should really hope that, well, we should think they really need this, and this will enhance their spirituality, and without this, they're sadly lacking.
Dovremmo piuttosto pensare che loro hanno davvero bisogno di questa comprensione, di questa conoscenza, e che la loro spiritualità senza questa comprensione di sicuro sarà incompleta, mancherà di qualcosa.
And there are signs that some of them admit it's about time we started, it's about time we realize that this is spiritual life, not killing animals.
Will be sometimes.
Some of them, there are signs that
If you are so strong as you think you are, Then tell in your mind what to think of during the next 5 minutes. You will see it is not possible. It thinks of what it wants to think, not necessarily what you want the mind to think. What do you think, Mahaprabhu? Isn't it we want to focus our mind, for instance, on the chanting of the holy name? But then but the mind begins to dictate the thought. Oh, I hope there will be a nice trip Saturday. Oh, I didn't get enough presents yesterday. We are a poor country. Look what Hari Namananda has got. the mind thinks sometimes also nicely of things. Today, actually, I remember I wanted to surrender. This was my decision yesterday. And the mind sometimes remembers that and thinks, oh yeah, well, let me see that I can surrender today. But in general, our mind is like a machine programmed to forget Krishna consciousness. And we are under the dictates of the mind. Do you understand Voltaire's dilemma? He thought, I'm free, I can do what I want, but unfortunately I cannot control what I want. The desires are ruling over me. This is a very nice point that we in Krishna consciousness have also. The Gita says that one has to control the mind by the intelligence. But the intelligence usually is totally under the control of the mind. Just like in this example, the old man was totally under the control of his wife, for a certain extent. So why is it that sometimes we experience such difficulty to control our mind and to really surrender? It is because our intelligence and our consciousness is not totally purified. The consciousness becomes influenced by what we associate with. I think our devotees who went on marathon know about this. You went for a long time on book distribution, and then when you come back to the temple, it's totally new for you. I think we are not yet fully, we have not arranged the translation system maybe tonight. Can each one of you hear? Who needs to hear? No. It's not last enough, huh? So I think I will start with my point again. I wanted to discuss a little bit today how it will be easy for us to surrender in this year to Krishna. Please let us remember the motto for the year 1993 is no more nonsense, full surrender. You remember yesterday, huh? Do you like this motto? Is it a good motto?
Yes.
It's all right. I have to be happy. And the second motto is to really give as much Krishna consciousness as possible to these fallen people. Do you also like this motto? Sort of motto. Yeah. So now we have to discuss how we can fulfill this motto. It's not an easy motto, as you all know. 100% surrender to Krishna is not always the most easy thing for a conditioned soul. So I wanted to to draw your attention to one point. You can only think of something you begin to think of something if your consciousness is absorbed in this. To give you a very simple example, when you came back from the marathon, it was not so easy to adjust to the temple life. We sometimes notice after coming back from a whole week, it's completely different in the temple. We have to adjust ourselves a little bit. What is adjust? Yes. We have to accommodate ourselves a little bit. Yeah. Everything is so different on traveling Sankirtan than in the temple. And if we are for some time in the temple, it's not so easy for us on the street. You think these people are impossible. It's very cold here. And I hope the militia doesn't stop us. And you know, it's a totally different environment on the street, and it's not so easy for us to get into the mood sometimes. So what does this show? This shows that our consciousness becomes influenced by the environment in which we are. There is a good example in the scriptures about a thief who was from the family of thieves. Like yesterday, our two devotees very nicely played thieves, and in the opening scene, they were typical thieves. Yeah. Very nice, congratulations. So this person had learned stealing from his family, and he had become a professional thief. Once, he went on a pilgrimage. And then in the morning, this desire to feel something just influenced him very strongly. He went to the different bundles of the pilgrims, opened them, and looked for things which seemed to be valuable. Then he thought, oh, what am I doing? I'm on a pilgrimage. How can I feel something? But because his consciousness had been so long associated with the act of stealing, he could not control himself. He felt forced to open the bundles and take things and to steal. Only after a long fight, he could control and he did not pick anything out of the
what he did is he just put the bundles, you know, in different places all over. So when the pilgrims woke up, no one could find his own bundle. What is going on here? Where are my things? Imagine you wake up in the Brahmachari or Brahmacharini ashram and you do not find where your soap is, you know, somewhere. You begin to wonder what is going on. So in the same way, the pilgrims were amazed, but the thief told them, it was me, I'm a professional thief. Very difficult for me to control this. But I didn't steal anything. I only had to do something. So this example shows you very much what we are talking about. When your consciousness is trained in a certain way, and it becomes trained by association with an activity or with an environment, then it's then you are forced to think and act in a certain way. I remember one of our bhaktas from Ljubljana, he told me that I have great difficulties to act like a gentleman because in my life before Krishna consciousness, I was not used to act like a gentleman. I think you all know this, what it is. We are all professional thieves, so to say, in this sense. We are used to a certain behavior because we have been acting on that particular level for a long, long time. So how can you change them? How can you live the next year a life of surrender to Krishna? There is an external answer and an internal answer. The external answer is you have to live in an environment which is good or conducive for surrender. It means you have to have the right friends. All devotees are very nice friends, but you should associate especially with devotees who can help you in your Krishna consciousness. You should make it a point to rise early in the morning and change your round. Best is before 10 o'clock. So hear about Krishna in the morning, and because then your consciousness will become, it will become positively influenced. You should, in other words, create an environment. You should, in other words, try to create an environment which is inspiring for you. That's why we, yesterday, we all encouraged Dr. Willibor to come and live in a temple. It's not possible to become Krishna consciousness. It's not so easy. Well, better say it like this. It's easiest possible to live in a Krishna, so that your consciousness changes when you live in a good environment. If you live in a bar, for instance, you become influenced by the mode of ignorance. If you live in a thrifty house, then the mode of passion and ignorance are very strong. Therefore, it's sometimes difficult for our devotees in Berlin. There is so much influence of the mode of ignorance, and it's almost impossible to get up in the morning. You really have to fight it if you fight with the karate expert, you know. The mode of ignorance is very heavy. You really feel it. So the devotee who wants to surrender therefore must create a right environment in his life. And this environment, certainly we don't just mean live in a temple. We mean there persons are surrounding us, that's an environment. Activities are surrounding us. We are surrounded by our activities. Thoughts are the niti. surrounding us, their environment for us. If we want to surrender, in other words, we have to create an environment of thought, action, of food, of friends, culture, which is able to help us surrender. Just like a plant. If you have not the right environment, not the right earth, and not the water, for instance, if you have very bad water, the vilka cannot grow. Not possible. If your surrender to Krishna cannot grow if you don't watch about it. If you don't observe this point, it is it's almost next to impossible. Now I will make a second point. This was the external point. Now comes a more deeper point. If you want to surrender to Krishna, it will be very difficult if you always have to tell your mind what to think. If you always have to control yourself, if you always have to push yourself, there may be devotees amongst us who are very strong mentally, who can push themselves for a long time. But also they will experience some difficulty. No human being can work constantly under pressure. It's just like this, a good example is sleep. You can push yourself to live without 6 hours of rest or 7 hours of rest for a few days. It is possible. Or like today we all went back to bed yesterday at an extraordinary late time. But and we rose and I think no one of us feels really rested, because if you go to bed very late, the rest is not so good. Rest which really counts is the rest before the hours before midnight. That really gives you strength. But for one day it's all right. Maybe for 2 days, but after 3 days it becomes critical. We become drawn on the mental platform and we suffer. So you can push yourself only for a limited time, and then it's no longer possible. In the same way, if you want to surrender to Krishna, you can push yourself for maybe 1 year, 2 years, but then it becomes intolerable. You see, I can't live like this. I have to get an apartment. I must marry. I cannot live any longer with a devotee. Like this, the mind goes like this. Because it is natural. No one can work under pressure, so on and so forth. But still we want to surrender. And as you know, it takes some some endeavor to surrender. So what is our hope? We have to control the mind, otherwise surrender is not possible. We have to control so many things. We may not like to get up in the morning, but we have to control our body. Get up, do asana, do So, especially, so what is our chance? We at birth now, it is not possible to constantly control.
This is a difficult question now.
It's a very important question. How will we be able to surrender to Krishna if our mind is not willing to do so? If our mind looks always for, and our body also, looks for its own comfort. Even Krishna says, what good can impression do? This is Gita, this is there. Our devotee has given up hope. Please. Don't be sad. There is hope. There is hope. The hope is if you change your motive, if you act on the because you like something. Let us give an example. I think each one of us likes to eat prasadam, especially when we are hungry, like the day after Ekadashi. We will have no problem to appreciate prasadam. And I heard it will be very nice today. Very good. So, at that time, when we eat, we don't have to force ourselves. We don't mind to sit on the floor. We are spontaneously attracted to the prasada. We don't think, oh, do I really want to eat? Or, you know, we are not mental about it. We go totally in. Because we feel some love for eating, some strong desire to taste the salad. In the same way, we can control our mind when we are in love with Krishna. If we like Krishna. See, in my own life in Krishna consciousness, I will tell you something very personal. Sometimes there are so many things to do and then so many problems to solve, and also traveling sometimes is very strenuous. Not enough rest and not enough time to leave. And always in cars, always on the road, and always this army, this condition goes together. And sometimes when I know a next preaching tour comes, I go like, I much rather go to Navajiyara Mishina Kshetra and spend a week of intense chanting and reading there and associating with Asarada Prabhu and other Bhakti Vaibhava Swami. And then it becomes difficult for me to imagine going on this tour. But the way I do it is I motivate myself. Say, no, this is a wonderful chance for you to serve Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. And it is It is 100% sure that oneself, the spirit of monk and Krishna, they will take care of all one's needs. Everything will be taken care of. And just think, Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita that no one is more dear to him than the one who spreads Krishna consciousness. So it is a great chance to go on this tour and become dear to Krishna. When I think of Krishna so wonderful, he gives me an opportunity to serve him. And by this service, end my material existence and go back to him. And I become very enthusiastic. You follow, the motivation becomes different. You don't think of stress and cars and karma and not enough time, no sleep, not good for karma, I'm traveling. But you think, no, I can serve Krishna. I can serve my spiritual master. I have this wonderful opportunity to come close to Krishna. I can become a Krishna Das and stop being a Maya Das. Wonderful! And then the enthusiasm is there. This is the whole art of secret, tiniest secret in Krishna consciousness. If you do something out of attraction, it becomes very easy to control your mind. If you do something, if you only have to force yourself by controlling your mind, it becomes extremely difficult. And there will be a time when you will experience these difficulties in your life and will even have a problem in your life. So, 2 points. We must create the environment which is conducive for surrender, that means the right association, the right activities. Sanatya Pandi says, always think about these 3 things. The right endeavor. Are you endeavoring? Right. The right association. Do you have a good association with Vaishnava? Are you associating with good thoughts? Or is there thoughts full of material garbage? And the right place. Are you properly situated? When you think about these 3 things and make the right arrangement, you have the best environment for surrender. Your bilka has the best earth and the best water. And the second point is, you must learn to put our to do something out of affection for Krishna. Then Krishna will take care of us. You remember the Brahmana, the young Brahmana? He was on a pilgrimage with the old Brahmana. And the old Brahmana was so thankful for his services that he promised his daughter to the young Brahmana as a wife. So the young Brahmana did not really believe that this was possible because the old Brahmana was from a very high-class political family, and he was only from a low-class political family. So such combinations were unusual, that a high-class woman married a more low-class man. This, in the society, this was unheard of. But the old man insisted, "No, she's a very good girl, you should, and you're a very good boy. after all, she's my girl, I can make the arrangements, no problem. So then the young Brahmana said, please promise this before the deity of Gopal. And it was done. Now when the old Brahmana came home and told his family that he wanted to give his daughter to this Brahmana from the Lokla family, they protested. And then the young Brahmana came to the old Brahmana and wanted to know what is happening. The demon of the king and with a stick.
Get out!
And all the village came, and the Sinu said, this young man, he is such a rascal. He has given some drugs to my poor old father, and then he said, my father has said, our sister should be married. And now he comes with this trick and wants to marry my high class sister. And he is so low class. Oh, that's my sister, the people. It's very bad of you. And they were all against the Brahmana, the young Brahmana. So the young Brahmana thought, well, it's not that I want to marry this wife. What I want is that the old Brahmana is safe from breaking his promise. So he went to Gopal in Vrindavan and told the villagers, no, it's not like this. The Brahmana has promised before Gopal to give me his daughter. Well, said the villagers, that everyone can say. No, said the young Brahmana. I will call Gopal to be the witness and say it himself. Would you be satisfied? Yes, said the people. He comes. 700 kilometers. He is here, and he all of a sudden is here. Will you be satisfied, asked the young Brahmana, your son? Ha 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 ha, of course, I mean, how could it be possible? So the young Brahmana went to Vrindavan and said, Gopal, please be the witness. Now I said, Gopal, I'm made from father. How can I come? Mama can't walk. I was great as 1,000 pieces. Well, said the young Brahmana, if you can talk. Mama can't talk. Okay, Mama can't walk. You cannot turn around. Then we travel, and every day give me a certain proportion of rice. And then he said, all the time the young Brahmana heard the of the hotel, and in the evening they made their friends come there, and the Brahmana cooked for Gopal rice. Worshipped him, and then in the morning they would continue their journey. And then they came next to the village, and then the ringing stopped. Then he turned around And Prabhupada said, now I can't walk any further. You please get all the people from the world. So he stood there, almost up to the ceiling. And then they came. They all saw the Buddha and stuff. Yeah. They were all convinced. And the marriage was made. So you can see from this example given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one loves Krishna, if one has faith in Krishna, everything is taken care of. See, we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we take care of Krishna, will the part not be taken care of? I give you an example. If you put a tilak on your face, on your brow, then the reflection in the mirror automatically carries the tilak. Isn't it? You don't have to go like No. So in the same way, if you take care of Krishna, who is the Vastu, the real substance, then you will be also automatically being taken care of. This is what the story of the Brahmana tells us. He has faith in Krishna, and he wanted to there was no possibility for him to arrange this out of himself. Is it the Brahmana would have killed him, maybe the young son, if he was stolen the wife, the daughter, something. But Krishna helped, because he was Krishna conscious. So we have to increase our love and affection to Krishna. Then it's very easy. Krishna will help us. The surrender to Krishna, in other words, this motto is not a passionate endeavor, but it can only work if we put Krishna in the center of our attention. Otherwise, it's not possible. So the motto really is the Krishna motto. Yes, to surrender to Krishna. Now, you might have a doubt. Why does Krishna need me to distribute Krishna consciousness? And there is falling. If he wants it, like we have heard in the lecture, he will manifest it via Radha Rupa, and with the thousands of arms, this he goes for. No problem. Why me? I better sit in the temple and watch videos. That's also Krishna consciousness. Why me? So unqualified, so unenthusiastic, so much on the mental platform. Now there is I will answer this question. The answer is that Krishna is a very, very wonderful answer. Please don't, I think you have to the right to hear this, because maybe you will fall asleep and you lose the answer, then you don't have it. The point is well, I will start with the most deepest answer. Krishna then he appeared, then Krishna appeared as Krishna. He was not easily given his mercy. He looked for someone who was qualified. In the Gita, for instance, you first have to surrender, and then you get the Leela of Krishna. Sarvadhamam Parityaja, give up everything. This is a condition. Otherwise, you don't get anything.